Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You may want to get your Bibles and turn to John chapter 11 in our studies of the life of Christ. We have come to the time when he raised Lazarus from the dead, and we've been looking at this. Now we have come to John chapter 11 and verse 33. We begin reading here. It says, John 11:33. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping. Now he's talking about Mary, the sister of Lazarus. She came to the Lord as he was on his way, and she came to him weeping on account of the death of her brother Lazarus. So when Jesus therefore saw her, that's Mary, weeping, and the Jews also weeping who came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have you laid him? They say unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. That's John 11:35. 36 says, The Jews therefore said, Behold how he loved him. And then John 11:37, But some of them said, Could not this man who opened the eyes of him that was blind have caused this man also should not die? And 38, Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, coming to the tomb. Now, the groaning is mentioned twice in this passage. Jesus saw Mary and the Jews weeping with her. He groaned in his spirit. John 11:33. John 11:38, Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself. What does it mean when it says Jesus was groaning in his spirit or groaning in himself? There's a lot of emotion going on right here in this text, and you know, sometimes our emotions are conflicting. He is groaning and he is weeping, but those aren't the same emotions as we'll see in just a moment. Now, before we get into the explanatory notes for this text, I want to remind you the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible studies at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Let us now turn to Elam's notes, the Sunday school notes he wrote for this portion of scripture for the Sunday schools of December the 14th, 1924. He groaned in the spirit. The word translated groaned occurs five times in the New Testament, twice in this passage, but also in Matthew 9 and verse 30, where it says, Their eyes were opened, and Jesus strictly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. Well, the word isn't translated groaned there. It's called strictly. And you see in the margin of the American Standard Version, they suggest the significance of that is that he charged them sternly. We find this word again used in this way in Mark chapter 1, where it says in verse 40, There cometh to him a leper beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And being moved with compassion, he stretched forth his hand and touched him, and said to him, I will, be thou made clean. And straightway the leprosy departed from him, and he was made clean. And he strictly charged him, and straightway sent him out, and saith unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing the things Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Well, again, the word there is strictly, and in the note of the American Standard Version, it suggests the significance here is that he charged that leper sternly. We find that word again in the book of Mark. In Mark chapter 14, and beginning in verse 3, we read, And while he, now this is Jesus, while he was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, he said at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster curse of ointment and of pure nard, very costly. And she brake the curse and poured it over his head. But there were some that had indignation among themselves, saying, to what purpose hath this waste of the ointment been made? For this ointment might have been sold for above 300 shillings and given to the poor. And they murmured against her. Notice that word, they murmured against her. Well, that's that word, groaned. It's in the context of those men having indignation. In all cases that this word is used, it expresses not sorrow, but indignation and severity. When Jesus is groaning in his spirit, he's not groaning there with sorrow, but with indignation and severity. It means that he was moved with indignation. His indignation may have been aroused over the hypocritical lamentations of the Jews, his enemies, weeping in empty form. It says also he was troubled. He was moved with emotion. Without stopping to console Mary, he asked where Lazarus had been buried. Martha and Mary answered, Lord, come and see. And then we read those words, Jesus wept, which in the English Bible is the shortest verse in the Bible. Now that's not in Greek, but in English it is. Jesus wept, that is, he shed tears. And the idea is he wept silently. The word wept in verse 35 is different from the one in verse 31 and 33 where Mary was weeping. Jesus wept in sympathy with Martha and Mary, in sympathy with humanity. Jesus attended the wedding at Cana and wept on the way to the tomb of Lazarus. It is neither wrong nor a sign of weakness to weep. Rejoice with them that rejoice, we read in Romans 12 and verse 15. And then, weep with them that weep. We know at another time Jesus wept was over sinful Jerusalem. Now some of the Jews, not present, said, behold how they loved him. They were moved by the earnest love of Jesus for his friend. But John 11:37 says, but some of them, that's others, not those who had just spoken, they said, could not this man who opened the eyes of him that was blind have caused that this man also should not die? This was said sneeringly, meaning that if Jesus opened the blind man's eyes recently at Jerusalem, he could have prevented Lazarus' death. He did not do it. Because he could not do it. And they went to the tomb weeping instead. And hence, it was doubtful that he opened the blind man's eyes. That could have been what they were thinking. Whatever it was, it says in verse 38 that Jesus was groaning in himself. That's the second use of that word, meaning he was moved with indignation from within. And so here we have Jesus with those combined emotions of indignation and sorrow. And you know, we have mixed emotions like this sometime regarding things. We need to remember Jesus understands and he knows those kind of emotions. And so Jesus went to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone lay against it. Graves were cut out at times perpendicularly in the rock and sometimes horizontally in the sides of hills. Sometimes natural caves were used. They would contain whole families. The stone was placed against the entrance of the cave, likely to protect the bodies from wild beasts. And then Jesus prayed. In John 11 and verse 39, Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time the body decayeth, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou believest, thou shouldest see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee, thou hast heardest me, and I knew that thou heardest me always. But because of the multitudes that stand around, I said it, that they may believe that thou didst send me. Jesus prayed and directed that the stone be removed through respect for her brother, and not wanting him seen disfigured or decayed. The practical Martha objected to remove the stone by suggesting that since Lazarus had been dead 4 days, decomposition had set in. She did not understand Jesus' purpose in having the stone removed. After Jesus reminded Martha of what he had said to the messenger sent to him and what he had said to her, that if she would believe, she would see the glory of God. The glory of God was seen in his power over death, the exaltation of Jesus as the Messiah, and the blessings they would bring to the world. The faith of these sisters must be manifested in obedience. Faith must lead to obedience in order to bless. And so in verse 41 of John 11, so they took the stone away. Jesus then lifted his eyes to heaven and prayed. On another occasion, it is said that in praying, he lifted his eyes to heaven, John 17, 1. And he said, Father, I thank thee that thou heardest me. The prayer referred to here is not recorded, but was offered probably with reference to what he was here about to do. Jesus said on another occasion that the Son of Man can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father doing. For whatsoever things he doeth, these the Son also doeth in like manner. John 5 and verse 9. God and the Son are one in this. And so in verse 42, John 11, 42. I knew that thou heardest me always. Not only in the prayer referred to was Jesus heard, but he was heard in all prayers, even from Gethsemane. While the cup was not removed, he was heard for his godly fear. Hebrews 5, 7 through 9, and God sent an angel to strengthen him, Luke 22 and verse 43. But because of the multitude that standeth around, I said it. Then, in thanking God that he had heard one prayer, Jesus would not leave us to infer that he had offered other prayers which had not been answered. He desired the multitude to know that the power he exercised was from God and proved his relationship to God, that they may believe that thou didst send me. Jesus knew God had always heard him, but he wanted the multitude to know it. He wanted the multitude to know that God and not another had sent him. And so Lazarus was raised from the dead. John chapter 11 and verse 42, or in verse 43. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, Loose him, and let him go. Having prayed, he cried aloud with a loud voice, as awakening went out of sleep, and with authority, Lazarus, come forth. He doubtless cried aloud that all standing might hear, and realize that he performed the miracle of raising Lazarus. He that was dead came forth. The decomposition of the body was stayed. The soundness of his health was restored. The blood flowed again through his veins. And the spirit came back from the abode of spirits and dwelt again in that tabernacle of clay. We're going to complete this in our next class.